President Franklin Roosevelt famously declared December 7, 1941, the date of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, to be a day of infamy. Just 10 weeks later, he initiated another infamous episode in American history by issuing Executive Order 9066. That paved the way for the internment camps in which tens of thousands of Japanese Americans and others of foreign ancestry were relocated and detained for the duration of the war. The 71st anniversary of that document is being observed Saturday, with a Day of Remembrance workshop in Sevastopol hosted by the Sonoma County Japanese American Citizens League. Marie Sugiyama is one of that group's board members.
It is an event to compare the incarceration of the Japanese Americans during World War II and some of the things that are happening currently with the Islamic community.
These are quite different groups, adds Ali Siddiqui, the imam who heads the Muslim Institute for Interfaith Studies and Understanding in Santa Rosa. But the circumstances of history have created a potent shared experience for both of them.
In both cases, the people who committed the act against the United States were not U.S. citizens. But the blame came on the communities here, Japanese American community and Muslim American communities.
Siddiqui credits Japanese Americans in California and elsewhere with recognizing those parallels and the 9/11 attack's potential for unleashing reprisals against Muslims in this country.
The first call I received after 9/11 was from a Japanese American professor. He wanted to know what can we do. And I didn't even know what to expect. And really, we got educated that what could happen to us. The Friday after 9/11, they came to guard the masjid and came to the Muslim school to guard that, walk with the Muslim women to go to bazaar because they're expecting the worst.
Such responses may have helped decrease the backlash against Muslims in America, but they didn't stop them altogether, notes Marie Sugiyama. Nearly a dozen years later, suspicions remain high in some areas, which is why the former Japanese internee will focus on civil rights issues in her presentation at the Saturday workshop.
We want to compare what happened to the Islamic people after 9/11, and the same things are happening right now, but there aren't as many. They're not taking a whole community and incarcerating them, but they are doing it very subtly. And they have the same problems that some of them are taken just on suspicion and not on concrete proof.
Imam Siddiqui adds that fear of the unknown, of the nature and practices of Muslim Americans, is also a factor, but that is one they can work to counteract.
We mind our own business. We are very concerned protecting our faith and our families. We didn't go out introducing ourselves, inviting other people. We didn't have the welcoming atmosphere at our centers. But 9/11 has been a wake-up call for Muslim community. We should have an understanding of other faith. We should have a working relationship, and we become each other's advocate.
Already, Siddiqui says, his community is attempting this, forging new ties with at least one Jewish congregation in Santa Rosa. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.